Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Well, he's going to have his work cut out for him today because there's lots of things to make sense of. I'll get to that in a sec. How you going, David?
Yeah, pretty good, Peter.
Mate, for those people who are following the anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing and subsequent return to Earth, 50 years, we've discovered an incredible, amazing things and some really, really average housekeeping from NASA, like wiped tapes.
This is a staggering story, and it really shows you how bad, you know, NASA's housekeeping was. In 1969, that famous moonwalk, the tapes that was recorded on were reused, and they don't exist anymore. Basically, what I'm trying to say is NASA actually made three copies of those, Peter, and they lost those as well. Oh, now, God. In 1973, a young man in America who was squashing again through a government surplus auction there one day, picked up 1,000 of these reusable magnetic tapes. $200 he paid for those. Now, three tapes contained the entire EVA, July 20, 1969. His father said, look at what's on those. You better hang on to those. They might be valuable one day. These are the only known three known copies of the original moon landing that took place in 1969. Can you imagine that in 1972, when everyone wrapped up and everyone went home and the moon business was all over, NASA's directive was save money, reuse your magnetic tape.
Oh, dear.
Well, this guy bought all these tapes, Peter, and he was going to sell them to TV stations for a profit, but he hung on to these three tapes. Now, only recently, NASA made the announcement worldwide they're looking for the original tapes, and he realized he had them. They're up for auction. Sometime this week, this guy's going to pocket a cool $2 million, Ben.
I know it's a lot of money, but I would have thought they're basically invaluable, aren't they, Devin? This is a part of folklore. Well, surely it's going to get more than that for them.
Well, he's the sole owner. He does own them. He bought them legally. I think, I don't know. I've got my own opinion on that. But he's certainly entitled to make a profit for it. Look, who knows where this is going to go? It could skyrocket double that. We don't know. But I think they really belong in a museum somewhere. The good thing is that they've been redigitized again, whatever we've found, whatever's been left over from that process. There were other copies made too, I believe.
Right.
But they're digitizing these in America now by companies who specialize in restoring old movie film. And by the end of the year, we're told, we will see as close as possible, close as humanly possible, to how clear it was. The only few people have ever seen it were the men who worked in the control room here in Parkes in Australia and at Honeysuckle Creek. So there you go.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Astrospace News, a division of Astronomy Media Services. Check out David's website. There's so much about Apollo 11, of course, the 50th anniversary, davidrenicky.com.au.
Get your credit card ready, Pete. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, David.